WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Christmas Day was the last day of Andrew Lansing's life. Lansing, a guard at the Ross Correctional Institution in Chillicothe, Ohio, was attacked by an inmate and killed.
In a statement, Director Annette Chambers-Smith says, quote, "The loss of a staff person is difficult, but to lose a family member on Christmas Day at the hands of someone in our custody is a tragedy beyond comprehension. Instead of going home after his shift to be with his family on this holiday, Officer Lansing made the ultimate sacrifice, and our agency will never be the same."
ABC's Stephanie Dupre. Loved ones called 911 when family members didn't show for a Christmas Day gathering. First responders in Wakefield, New Hampshire, found four people, all adults, dead from apparent carbon monoxide poisoning. A man is in custody in Oxford, Michigan, after one person was killed and two wounded during what authorities say was a random shooting spree. This is ABC News. We are learning of claims that some internet-connected air fryers and other appliances are doing a lot more than what they're supposed to. These are collecting your data.
Concerns about data harvesting aren't new, but air fryers are feeling the heat after a recent report from a consumer watchdog group. They claim popular fryers from IgoStar and Xiaomi are not only sharing data with companies like Facebook and TikTok, but also storing users' data on Chinese servers. IgoStar did not comment on that consumer report, and Xiaomi denied selling personal information to third parties or that their air fryer recorded audio, writing, "Respecting user privacy has always been among Xiaomi's core values."
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Questions at the federal jail in Honolulu after reported reputed organized crime figure Michael Miskey died in his cell this month from an opioid overdose. Unclear how the 50-year-old got his hands on the drugs. He was waiting to be sentenced on a murder in the aid of racketeering conviction. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Packers clinch a playoff berth. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a 34-0 win on Monday Night Football, the Packers face the Vikings next. I asked head coach Matt LaFleur on Christmas Eve,
"What was your message to the team to get ready for the Vikings, but maybe still have a little time for the holiday?"
"Yeah, we'll give them a little time tomorrow morning." I said, "Unfortunately, you know, you'd love to give them the day off. That's just not, I don't think that's possible in this situation. You got a 6-day work week. You're going on the road to Minnesota. We'll allow them to tomorrow morning. They're going to be with their families if they have family in town. But it's the National Football League, and you got to get ready for the next opponent. And if you don't put the work in, you can't expect to get the results that you want to get. I mean, the margins are super thin and at this level."
"How much Christmas do you get?"
"I'm sure my boys will get up really early, wake me up, we'll open gifts, and then I'll come right in here." So that's what we do.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In trying to make Christmas sexy news, Kim Kardashian has put out a new music video. The reality TV personality released a video under her brother-in-law Travis Barker's label. She used a breathy version of her own rendition of Santa Baby, one of the worst Christmas songs ever, and put images of herself crawling through a party in a blonde wig and skin-colored jeggings. I'm not sure if she realizes it either, but her cleavage was totally showing. I'm sure she's going to give that editor an earful. In the video, there's a donkey, Mary and Joseph, people fighting, people raking money, and a bonfire while people play Twister. For what seems like an eternity, Kim crawls through the chaos with her own singing as a backdrop until she finally stops between Santa's legs and looks up to find it's really Macaulay Culkin. Culkin. The only good thing about the video is that her singing mercifully stops along with the music about midway through, so it's just her crawling with weird images. It's just something you have to see for yourself, folks. You can check it out free on YouTube, but you'll still want your money back. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little fog and some freezing rain developing in the overnight. Our temperatures will be rising quickly into the mid and upper 20s. Our winds light. Any frozen precipitation in the morning changing to drizzle as temperatures warm into the upper 30s. Right now, it's 7.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt. Join me this Sunday from 1 to 2 here on WGBW as we talk about homelessness during the holidays in Green Bay.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Symptoms, but it can be prevented. Get screened.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. The Department of Justice Inspector General, the watchdog, the office that oversees the Department of Justice looking for things that might have been done wrong. These 8 years after Donald Trump first became president, has now finally told us, and they should have told us before the election, that Trump's Department of Justice under Bill Barr was spying on Democrats in Congress. Actually, they spied on a couple of Republicans as well, or at least Republican staffers. They spied on two Democratic members of the House. They spied on a number of Democratic and Republican staffers in the House, and they spied on several journalists. And this is all illegal. And, of course, Merrick Garland is not going to do anything about it other than issue the report. You would think that somebody might go out and arrest Bill Barr, but, there's not, according to the report, there's not evidence that Bill Barr even knew about this, although he was the attorney general. The responsibility should end up at his feet. But nobody's going to be held to account for this under the Merrick Garland Justice Department. Bill Barr, by the way, Mr. Horowitz, Inspector General Michael Horowitz is the guy who was in charge of the investigation here. And he asked Bill Barr to be interviewed, and Bill Barr said, screw you, and refused to come in to be interviewed. So, we really don't know what this insanely corrupt former attorney general for both George Herbert Walker Bush, who helped shut down the investigation into Ronald Reagan and Bush and George Bush's plan to screw Jimmy Carter paying off the Iranians to hold on to the hostages in 1980. Now, that got blown up in 1992 when Bill Barr recommended that George Herbert Walker Bush pardon Caspar Weinberger and all the other people associated with that. But and then, of course, he was Trump's attorney general, and he censored, heavily censored, and it's still redacted to this day, which still blows my mind. Where is Merrick Garland on this? The Mueller report. But anyhow, the Justice Department during Donald Trump's first term failed to comply with its own procedures when it sought journalists' phone and email records and leak investigations. This report was released yesterday. It swept up the records of 43 congressional staffers and two Democratic House members. There's no evidence that they had approval from Bill Barr in advance, which means that it was really wrong. Horowitz wrote, again, this is an employee of the Justice Department, the Inspector General. He wrote, quote, obtaining the records of lawmakers and their staff during criminal investigations, quote, risks chilling Congress's ability to conduct oversight of the executive branch. Gee, you think? And like I said, Bill Barr told Mr. Horowitz where he could stuff it. And apparently the two Democratic members of Congress who got spied upon were Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell. Adam Schiff, of course, was on the January 6th committee and was the lead prosecutor for one of Trump's impeachments. And Eric Swalwell is one of the more outspoken Democrats who loves to tweak the noses of Republicans and call them out and all those sorts of things. So, surprise, surprise, right? And I got just a fascinating geeky science for you. You know, I'm a big fan of walking, of just, you know, of exercise, you know, to keep yourself alive, keep yourself healthy. And if you can't walk, there's obviously all kinds of other exercise that you can do with machines and, you know, push-ups and whatever. But this was a study that looked at moderate to vigorous activity, 30 minutes. This was done by the University College London. It was a study of 76 older adults. The youngest was 50. The oldest was 83. And, excuse me, what they did was they hooked them up with an accelerometer. An accelerometer, that's the thing. There's one in your Apple Watch if you have one. You know, if you take a walk, it'll tap you on the wrist and say, hey, do you want me to record the walk? Well, how does it know that you're walking? It's got an accelerometer. An accelerometer measures basically, you know, acceleration and gravity. And so, you know, it tells somebody how active you are, basically. So they hooked these people up with, they wore 24/7 for 8 days. To track their sleep and their physical activity. And each day they were given simple cognitive tests to probe their attention, their memory, and their processing speed, among other faculties. And what their results reveal, and I'll just quote this, each 30-minute increase in moderate to vigorous physical activity on the previous day, in other words, did you take a half-hour long walk yesterday? A half hour is about 2 miles. 30 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity on the previous day corresponded with a 2 to 5% increase in episodic and working memory scores the following day. They also found that each 30-minute increase in sedentary behavior, sitting on the couch watching TV or playing on your computer, was associated with a measurable drop in working memory scores the next day. So get off your butt after the show, of course, and get out there. All righty. What's on your mind today? Let's talk about the issues of the day here. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to address something about the major healthcare companies, which would include their senior-level chief executive officers, in finance and operations and so on and so forth. If you go to any of their websites, you'll find they have a mission statement. And this is common with all corporations. Even if you go into, you know, business as a one-man shop, you'll get advice.
Every company I've ever started, we had a mission statement for.
Yeah, it's pretty standard. So, yeah. So if you go to the United Healthcare, you're going to find something that's very glorious. So they're going to provide quality health care to everybody, and that's affordable, and that they will empower people with information and coordinate with the health care providers, the doctors and the hospitals. And, you know, it basically sounds like, you know, the kingdom of God on earth.
Right. In other words, they have a mission statement that was written by their PR team, not by their book, not by their bean counters.
Yeah, it was written by Himmler. So... At any rate, the biggest healthcare issue, I would say, and I think you and many people would agree, is the Supreme Court decision allowing abortion to be completely outlawed and giving the decision-making power up to the states. Humana, Aetna, say all these companies, they provide abortion services that will be paid for. In the case of rape, in the case of incest, in the case of a threat to the life of the mother.
They don't provide the services. They pay for the services, but yes.
Right, but they allow for it. They're providers in the sense that they finance it. Right. However, they then have the caveat. State and local laws you have to be looked into, because in some cases this can't, we can't provide our insurance services under those circumstances. Now, you would think if there was a major health issue for over half the population, which women are, and they're being systematically denied in state after state access to that health care, to the point where they're documenting women bleeding to death in hospital emergency room parking lots because no one will come out and touch them. You would think that the loss of revenue and the hurt to their sacred duty to do God's work, as outlined in their mission statements, you'd think somebody would step up and say something somewhere, somehow, but it's not there.
Yeah.
It's simply absent.
Yeah.
So people know this and they see this. And, you know, as they used to say, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. People don't need PhDs to know that they're being treated like crap. And especially when it's their health, especially if their back is in pain, especially if they have terrible, terrible infections, and on and on and on and on. I mean, we can go into a million stories like this. You don't even need the news. I don't need the news to know the people in my family that are sick because we're always in touch with one another. We know when someone's sick, when someone's in the hospital, when someone has cancer.
So what's your point, Paul?
The fact these healthcare CEOs have shown no sympathy to the single largest political health issue, denying abortion healthcare, and to the point where women are dying and bleeding to death. Where were these men to say something for their constituents?
Yeah,
where
well,
were
not,
these
men,
men providing it?
But yeah, I get your argument. I do think, though, that the decisions to deny care are not being made by the health insurance companies. They're being made by the physicians and hospitals. But I get your point. Thank you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas where every culture shares delight, with tables full of joy and laughter, and every heart feels warm tonight. I'm dreaming of a bright...
Welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Lewis in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hey, Lewis, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm great.
Hey, I need you to talk... Oh, good. I need you to talk me off the ledge, Tom. I'm worried about the media. Part of the reason why Trump got in, I believe, is because the media was so one-sided or so intimidated by him. And now that he's actually been elected... they're not going to truthfully tell his stories. Anything that happens good is going to be his fault. Anything that happens bad is going to be Biden's fault. He's even taking credit for things that Biden's done. He's taking credit for it now. He's not even in the White House. And how do we get the media to tell the truth, or what can we do to counter whatever stories they don't tell? Because just putting it out on the radio or social media is not reaching all the people it needs to reach.
Not only that, the liars and BS artists are also on social media. In fact, they basically exactly. run it over on Twitter.
Exactly. So how can we counteract the negative impacts from the media?
I think that we need to do away with Section 230 of the Telecommunications Act of 1996, which says that Twitter and Facebook have no responsibility for the content on their platforms. They operate in a law-free zone, whereas newspapers don't. I mean, you know, if you were to publish on the website of the New York Times some of the things that get published on Facebook and Twitter every day, there would be an enforcement action against them. And
as long as Trump's in the White House, that's not going to happen.
No, I get that. I get that. You know, we're just going to have to all speak out as loudly as we can and participate as much as we can. This is going to have to be basically a grassroots-driven, you know, I'd say a guerrilla action, except that implies violence, and I don't mean it in that sense. But, you know, guerrilla news or guerrilla truth-telling or something like that. But you know, and promote all the progressive media out there. There is some good progressive media out there, and we all need to be sharing that with our friends and neighbors. So, Lewis, I got to move on.
Like we're going to be losing. Okay, thank you, Tom.
Yeah, good talking to you. Darla in Bremerton, Washington. Hey, Darla, what's up?
Hi, Tom. First off, I want to say I love your program. Listen to you almost every morning, and
but.
Glad there's voices out there like yours.
Okay, thank you. Is there a bot coming?
Just a question.
Okay.
Is there any way that Biden can protect Social Security and Medicare?
I don't think so. Both of them are the creatures of Congress. They were created by Congress. They can be modified by Congress. And they're both run by the Medicare, you know, the director of CMS, and which, if Trump gets his way, will be Dr. Oz, who has already said that he doesn't think that those programs should exist as public entities. They should be private, you know, entirely private entities. So, no, I don't think there's any way to stop him outside of public opinion, just outrageous public opinion. Keep in mind, George W. Bush, when he won the 2004 election, went on a tour. It was supposed to be a 25, 30-city tour after in 2006, in the spring of 2006, promoting his you know, Social Security Advantage program. He had already gotten Medicare Advantage passed 2 years earlier, and he, you know, to privatize Medicare, and now he wanted to privatize Social Security. And the more he talked about it, the less popular he became, and it was doing such a great job of crashing his approval numbers that he just gave up. He just stopped doing it in the middle of the tour. He visited like, you know, 8 or 10 cities, and that was it. He just quit talking about it, and just that was the end of the discussion. And it was because of public opinion. So I think that's what we've got to do, is we've got to be that public opinion, Darla.
Right. And it's hard enough. The COLA increase was terrible this year,
yeah.
And it's taken away what I've, and then Medicare went up another $10.
Yeah.
So it just... But anyway, I appreciate it, Tom. Keep up
okay.
the good work, and
thanks,
we'll
Darla.
Keep our voices out there.
There you
Thank
go.
You.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
John in Somerset, New York. Hey, John, you got a quick one?
No, actually, Tony, it's Kentucky, sir.
Oh, Somerset, Kentucky. You're right. It is.
That's right. No,
well, if you don't have a quick one, let me just put you on hold then, and I'll pick you up on the other side of the break, because I've only got 35 seconds here. I do think that, well, actually, here, this is worth noting. The health insurance industry has made $371 billion in profits since 2010 in the passage of the Medicare, or the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act, of course, was originally written by the Heritage Foundation. It was a Republican, conservative Republican strategy to privatize to offer health care to everybody in the country, but to do it on a privatized basis, to do it through for-profit, largely for-profit health insurance companies. $371 billion in profit, not revenue, profit. Mind-boggling. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. We'll pick up John first, and we'll go on from there. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Talk media for the rest of us. Right back with your calls. And just...
car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Come on.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Christmas Day was the last day of Andrew Lansing's life. Lansing, a guard at the Ross Correctional Institution in Chillicothe, Ohio, was attacked by an inmate and killed.
In a statement, Director Annette Chambers-Smith says, quote, "The loss of a staff person is difficult, but to lose a family member on Christmas Day at the hands of someone in our custody is a tragedy beyond comprehension. Instead of going home after his shift to be with his family on this holiday, Officer Lansing made the ultimate sacrifice, and our agency will never be the same."
ABC's Stephanie Dupre. Loved ones called 911 when family members didn't show for a Christmas Day gathering. First responders in Wakefield, New Hampshire, found four people, all adults, dead from apparent carbon monoxide poisoning. A man is in custody in Oxford, Michigan, after one person was killed and two wounded during what authorities say was a random shooting spree. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sequels led the way at last weekend's domestic box office. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 led the way with $62 million and was followed up by Mufasa, the Lion King prequel, which finished with a disappointing $35 million at the U.S. box office, despite playing on 400 more screens than Sonic. Despite grabbing second place in the U.S., Mufasa was number one globally with a take of $122 million. Finishing in third place was the juggernaut Wicked, which pulled in $13.5 million at the box office, putting its grand total domestically at about $400 million. Wicked leapfrogged Moana 2, which finished in fourth place with $13.1 million at the box office. The borderline religious film Homestead finished in fifth place with $6.6 million despite not so great reviews. The Brutalist, a 3.5-hour film that actually has an intermission, opened in limited release and pulled in $266,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was only on four screens. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Packers clinch a playoff berth. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a 34-0 win on Monday Night Football, the Packers face the Vikings next. I asked head coach Matt LaFleur on Christmas Eve,
"What's your message to the team to get ready for the Vikings, but maybe still have a little time for the holiday?"
"Yeah, we'll give them a little time tomorrow morning." I said, "Unfortunately, you know, you'd love to give them the day off. That's just not, I don't think that's possible in this situation. You got a 6-day work week. You're going on the road to Minnesota. We'll allow them to tomorrow morning. They're going to be with their families if they have family in town. But it's the National Football League, and you got to get ready for the next opponent. And if you don't put the work in, you can't expect to get the results that you want to get. I mean, the margins are super thin at this level."
"How much Christmas do you get?"
"I'm sure my boys will get up really early, wake me up, we'll open gifts, and then I'll come right in here. So it's just, I mean, that's what we do."
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little fog and some freezing rain developing in the overnight. Our temperatures will be rising quickly into the mid and upper 20s. Our winds light. Any frozen precipitation in the morning changing to drizzle as temperatures warm into the upper 30s. It's 9 at our studios.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments, and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt. Join me this Sunday from 1 to 2 here on WGBW as we talk about homelessness during the holidays in Green Bay.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
Absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Superberine. Always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart health, Superberine Advanced Cholesterol Support. To get Superberine and a 15% discount, just go to superberine.com, and you can save even more on bundles, by the way, with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superberine, B-E-R-I-N-E, superberine.com, and the code is TOM to get 15% off. Superberine.com, code TOM.
To the shores of distant lands, the promise of democracy in the people's hands, through the trials and tribulations.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here, Diane in Petaluma, California. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Oh, that's Dwayne, Tom.
Oh, Dwayne, I'm sorry. I've got to stop just glancing and start reading. My apologies, Dwayne.
Oh, no problem. What I wanted to say, first of all, is it's pretty clear that a man who's very bright let himself be captured. Luigi was just want to make sure he didn't get shot. My assumption, of course, is that his medical condition he couldn't get taken care of, and that he'll be bringing a lawsuit to force the prison system to give him the medical care he was denied.
I doubt that was his motive. His family could have easily bought him any medical care they wanted. He's the son of multi millionaires, and
whoa.
Yeah, the family owns a right wing radio station. They own a couple of country clubs. They own a health facility, several nursing homes. They're very rich. They're just very rich.
But is he estranged from them?
I don't know, but yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah.
That was just my thought.
Yeah.
That's one way to get the medical care you need is simply to figure out a way to get into jail.
The problem is the medical care in prison sucks. And he would have to be smart enough to know that. The guy's got a master's degree from Penn, you know.
The other thing I would like to comment on is that Trump seems to be of the opinion that he's going to use portion of the 14th Amendment to disqualify citizenship, and he wants the 14th to be interpreted just the way he wants. And I think we should be concerned with, and I would have appreciated it, if you would ask your congressional guest today whether or not she's going to say, let's not count the Trump electoral votes, being that he's an insurrectionist. I'm a 14-3 person, and
yeah,
that's what I'd love to see.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. I could just tell you. But
if it also takes is a dozen members of Congress to stand up and do it, and that doesn't
stop the process anymore. Not since the Electoral Count Act was passed.
And the Electoral Count Act requires how many people to object? How many members of Congress?
I don't recall, but the objection would be rapidly overruled by the majority, and the Republicans will be in the majority when that happens. So,
and all those
they're in the majority right now in the House.
All those who vote to overturn that would be the targets for the 2 years from now in the election.
I fully expect that in 2026 you're going to see the House of Representatives at the very least go back to the Democrats in response
in order to find out which ones
people are going to be doing.
Yeah, in order to find out which ones to go after, to force them to declare themselves right here and now on the, let's see, what date is that? That's January 6th. It might be interesting to tune in tomorrow. Today's the day they're supposed to be certifying the election.
Yeah. What your comment caused me to think of, Duane, is that Trump has already gotten the Supreme Court to rule that the 14th Amendment doesn't say what it says. That,
but the 14th Amendment
in Section 3, where it says that if you commit an insurrection, you can't hold public office. They interpreted that in a way that I think is completely unconstitutional. So if he's going to also say under the 14th Amendment that birthright citizenship is not a thing, my guess is he's going to try and do it and then let the Supreme Court rule on it. And I'm concerned that the Supreme Court will say, oh, yeah, the 14th Amendment doesn't say what it means in that regard either. And there, I think, we could face some real significant weirdness.
Well, you think the Democratic Party will get concerned with this 14-3 if we have some action on December 17th when the electors meet?
No, I want them to. I would love them to. I wish they would. But I can tell you right now, they're not going to do it, Duane. Duane, thanks for the call. Larry in Sonoma, California. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Good morning. I was watching the CBS News Morning Edition last weekend, and they were covering the murder in New York, and they did little clips of people had just had issues with the coverage, and they showed four or five clips of how they gotten messed over by the Medicare Plus, and so this investigative reporter was doing their little thing, and they talked about how the Medicare Plus is so expensive. Advantage is so expensive. And then very quietly, kind of under their breath, mentioned also more expensive than it is in Europe. Well, it just seems to me that the corporate is going to support the corporate.
Yep.
And they failed to mention that Medicare does not have that filter of the companies. CEOs saying it's okay to have this procedure or not to have procedure.
Correct.
And that's what most of the people had issues with. And it just seems that the corporates are going to support the corporates.
I agree. And, the Medicare Advantage industry drops millions, probably hundreds of millions of dollars into the media coffer every open enrollment period, every October through December. And, much to my chagrin. And I think that that's one of the big factors that these media outlets are considering when they're deciding not to talk about what's really going on with Medicare Advantage and how we're all being ripped off by these companies. I'm with you, Larry. Thank you. John in Somerset, Kentucky. Hey, John, apologies for not coming right straight back to you. I forgot that I'd put you on hold. I'll just own it. My apologies, John.
No need, Tom. Thank you. I appreciate the extra time. Can I just make a quick comment? I want to thank you, your wife, and your staff for everything you guys do. God, you're so valuable to me and your audience. I feel privileged just to be a member.
Well, that's very kind of you. So, thank you. What'd you call about?
This CEO thing, something making sense, okay? And I'm not one to, spread conspiracies or anything, but, this fellow, Brian Robertson, he's a high school dropout.
Brian Thompson.
He started,
the CEO of United Healthcare.
Usually, I'm sorry?
It's Brian Thompson, the CEO of United Healthcare, if that's who you're talking about.
I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Okay. So maybe I'm not even talking about the same guy. I'm pretty sure I am.
So you looked up a different name.
Word.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting right now, John? Yeah. I've been watching. I keep one of the networks on in the studio just so that I can see if news is breaking. For example, Chris Ray just announced that at the end of the Biden administration, he's going to step down to pave the way for Donald Trump to put in somebody to replace him. But earlier, the big story on CNN and MSNBC was that in New York, and across the country,
that industry after industry is going, oh, my God, are they going to come after our CEOs? And the easy answer is no. Back in the 20s and 30s, when the big banks literally, you know, just robbed America, my mother never forgot this because her family was fairly wealthy in 1920, and they lost everything. I mean, you know, she grew up in poverty because she was born in the 1930s because of the Great Depression, because the banks that held all their money, just the money just vanished. And so when you look at the 20s and 30s, who were America's heroes? It was the bank robbers. And who were the, you know, what was the industry that was the hated by Americans? It was the banks, because they'd ripped us all off. Today, it's the health insurance industry and some parts of the hospital industry and the medical industry as well, and the drug companies. And this is not going to spread. This is, you know, you're not going to see, you know, auto industry executives, you know, or telephone company executives being hunted down. But health insurance executives probably should have security. But anyway, John, I jumped in there while you seemed to be reorganizing your thoughts. Did you want to continue?
I think I had a problem. I had I was reading two different things.
Oh, so anyways, you got the wrong CEO. Okay.
This was an article about Holacracy, and it was Brian Robertson, and it's something that I felt was really important.
Yeah.
It's a new way of running a corporation. It's like it's decentralizing power, and they have a constitution. And it sounds like a really good way to do it. And yes, it would probably ruffle some.
Yeah. And United Health.
This wasn't a random cycle, but a hit.
Yeah.
You know, like some.
No, I get it, John. And you know, I don't think you're going to see our health insurance companies run that way any day soon. John, thanks for the call. There are these also corporations called B corporations, beneficent corporations. Now, it varies from state to state with the state corporate laws. But they're run for the benefit of the public, you know, without being nonprofits, which is interesting.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Everyone, if you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
You ever really want to get back at me?
Well, you're claustrophobic. That would really...
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be tough for you.
Oh, the worst.
Wow. You would talk like that.
Get this. Absolutely.
Put him in a drum and throw him in the water. He's claustrophobic and he can't swim.
Yeah.
I think we can get anything we wanted out of you.
Anything.
All right, Todd, mental note.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app.
From the Lake Shore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I really can't stay.
Bulls, it's cold outside.
Trump won't go away.
Good Bulls, you've nowhere to hide.
His tweets are so grim.
He's just warming up again.
The chaos is great.
Your outrage is late.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Rhonda in Charleston, West Virginia. Hey, Rhonda, what's up?
Hey, I've got a question. I've not heard anybody bring this up. I don't condone violence, but considering the CEO murders, I've not heard a comparison. I need an analogy, actually, of the Kyle Rittenhouse and the Luigi Mangione incident. And also focusing, I think we're focusing on this wrong. I think instead of looking at the murders, because I know that CNN is bringing out he's wealthy and everything, we're not talking about the victims and the damage to society if the victims have done. And I've not heard anybody bring that up, and maybe you can help me figure that out.
In other words, when Kyle Rittenhouse killed two white Black Lives Matter protesters and blew the upper arm off a third, we never heard any of the stories of those three people who were the victims of Kyle Rittenhouse. All we heard about was Kyle Rittenhouse and his mother and what a rough life he had and all this other BS. In this case, obviously Luigi Mangione's bio is kind of leaking out slowly, but we heard an awful lot about Brian Thompson and what a wonderful man he is and what a family he has. I didn't see any mention. I believe he's estranged from his wife, but I've read that in the media. Whether it's true or not, I can't speak to. Is that the point you're making, Rhonda?
Yeah, I mean, well, Rittenhouse, he actually, attended a protest he didn't agree with. Mm-hmm. He came with high-powered rifles. I mean, obviously, I mean, there had to be something nefarious there. I don't think he was there to help the police. Maybe I'm confused.
Well, he was walking with the police. I mean, the police were like, yeah, go get him, boy.
Yeah.
Seriously. He talked to several cops. I mean, he was walking around with an AR-15, and they were fine with it.
Yeah, And considering the victims and the damage that they are doing to society, I'm you know, a little confused. And I think the media and you know, some of the mainstream media that I was always so dependent on has just come out really, you know, just trying to despair this guy. And don't get me wrong, I think what he did was horrible. But at the same time, you know, I have a feeling we're going to see him go to prison for the rest of his life, and Kyle Rittenhouse is walking around going to bars. Yeah, exactly. He's somewhat their hero, or was in the past.
He still is. So the Republican members of Congress do fundraisers. You know, if you go shoot your gun with Kyle, and you know, you pay $1,000 for the privilege, and they split the money with Kyle Rittenhouse. He's been doing fundraisers with the Republicans for a couple of years now.
Yeah, that's I've never seen anybody bring that up yet.
I doubt that you'll ever see Democrats doing fundraisers with Luigi Mangione. But I think your side by side comparison, Rhonda, is not just shocking, but pretty cogent.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a good one, Rhonda. Thank you.
I hope they bring that up. I hope I hear more comparisons.
Yeah, you know, so. Me too. Thank you very much, Jeannie in Middleton, Wisconsin. Hey, Jeannie, what's up?
Hi, I wanted to run a couple things by you. You know, I'm constantly hearing about the idea how terrible Democrats are as messaging.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I learned a long time ago is when you have an issue to address, you know, that you have kind of two choices. Either you can choose the process that you're going to follow, or you can identify a target or an outcome and go after that. But you can't have it both ways. And so my comment is, it appears that the Democrats have chosen the approach of process. Because oftentimes you'll hear about, well, the parliamentarian said this, and the Senate rules say that, and the whole bit. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, the Republican says, we could care less about the process. We want the outcome. We right. want manufacturing to come back to the United States, or whatever, you know, pick yeah. something.
That's a great
and
point.
So therefore I'm saying to myself, who's going to tell these Democrats to get off this process idea and really start focusing on the target of what we're after? Like, I think you and I would both agree that, you know, we would like to have affordable health care, single payer system in the United States. So go for the target and let's just work along the way through the process.
Right. Let's make sure everybody in America has affordable health care.
But identify, you know, I mean, you and I could easily identify, let's just say, three outcomes that we feel are needed. You know, we want people to have health care. We want people to have housing. We want people to have, you know, to have
food.
Jobs.
Yeah, and jobs, yeah.
Yeah, you know, but the point being is pick three things. And so, therefore, that's my comment, is the idea, who's going to tell the Democrats that we need to start focusing on the target and less so on the process?
Well, Jeannie, you just did. You know, I guarantee you there's some Democrats listening. And I will continue to carry that message. It's you know, consistent with the message that I've been promoting for a long, long time. And, yeah, we really do need to be going after these goals. So, Jeannie, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate
it. I'm not trying.
I'm sorry, Jeannie. I'm out of time. Pardon me. We're hitting the end of the show here. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag your it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe. I'll catch up with you.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
You know, December 15th was Bill of Rights Day. It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt. Join me this Sunday from 1 to 2 here on WGBW as we talk about homelessness during the holidays in Green Bay.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. When they didn't show for a Christmas gathering in Wakefield, New Hampshire, family members called 911 for help. First responders found four people inside the house dead from suspected carbon monoxide poisoning. State Fire Marshal Sean Toomey.
Terribly tragic event. It comes at a year we've had as a tough year in general for carbon monoxide deaths and fire fatalities in our state.
The dead were two older adults and two younger adults. A service member from each branch of the U.S. military worldwide got Christmas Day phone calls from President Biden and the First Lady extending holiday greetings. President-elect Trump used his holiday message to take sarcastic digs at his political foes. Separately, a federal judge pushed back the start of Ryan Ruth's trial on charges of trying to assassinate then-candidate Trump this past summer on a Florida golf course. The trial that was set to begin in February will not happen until September 8th of next year. This is ABC News.